Dear young lady, magparayo. In English, it means don't kill yourself. Let me tell you what happened to me recently. I curiously downloaded a photo app and I edited my most recent selfie with it. I could not believe it. I looked so glam. Full of hair and lashes, brighter, smoother skin. Even my lips had a sexy pout. I loved it. I went back to my gallery to see the original picture and I saw it. The selfie I once thought looked okay now looked pale. Guess what I did? I went back to that photo app and deleted it. Yep, I knew I would want to edit every single picture I took after that day, and keeping the app would enable me to do that. So I uninstalled it. I kept the edited picture though. Filter is addictive. Hype also is addictive. So the applause has stopped, you've missed a step, and the same people shouting all hail the Messiah are now shouting crucify him. They did it to Jesus, so who are you to think you can't receive the same treatment? Again, magparayo. I'm sure you know what that means by now. A perfectly curated feed is not equal to a perfectly curated life. You can never compare the manufacturing workshop of a furniture company to the showroom. See what happens to you. You compare your own startup back end to the display area of a 5-star furniture company that has been in business for decades. Sis, there's only one end to that comparison. Depression. Because nobody displays their sawdust, you feel like you're the only one that doesn't have her life together. Ha! Now let's talk about some of the owners of those perfectly curated appearances for a second. Every now and then you hear the stories of people that suddenly committed suicide. The people that you were envying? What happened? You could swear these guys had the perfect lives. No, they didn't. You only saw what they wanted you to see. They appear to be doing well and you shower them with praises as reward. At some point, the praise givers may get even overwhelmed with their own lives that the volume of their praises reduce. Now the master player that lived by the praises thinks, have I stopped doing well? Am I no longer appreciated? How do I come back from this? Praise is intoxicating. And if you're going to live your life by it, when they stop coming, self-doubt will drag you to an early grave. You'll be surprised that the silence may not even be from everybody. It could be maybe just from 10 people whose opinions they hold higher than all others. I'm not saying this is why people kill themselves, but it could be one of it. Where people miss it is that the lines become blurred. You're celebrated on the outside, but when you're by yourself, you're left to the reality of the mess inside. You've looked at the filtered picture for so long that you don't even know who you are anymore. Somewhere among the voices, you got lost. Wake up, sis. There's no filter for real life. The back end is only as great as you make it. And there's one more thing. If you think the devil can't make you wealthy or can't make someone wealthy, you're being delusional. Some of the wealth you see that's making your blood boil are acquired and maintained at a very high price. Sometimes health and life were mortgaged in exchange. All lizards crawl, but you don't know the one with stomach ache. According to Proverbs 10:22, only the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich and adds no sorrow with it. What should you do? Live your life. Not by someone else's accolades, timetable, or perception of you, but by God's design. So what if you don't have your stuff together right away? Keep breathing. And we know that all things happen to us and are working together for our good if we love God and are fitting into His plans. Romans 8:28. The prerequisite is loving the Lord, not the accolades of men. Face your own work and do it diligently. There's a God-shaped hole in your being that only God can fill. His presence in your life gives an inexplicable peace and contentment that no external pressure can penetrate. You may not have all of your life figured out, but the assurance of His presence tells you you're where you need to be now. And every other thing will work out just fine. I pray you find His assurance early. I wrote to you about building your relationship with God in letters 8 and 9. Go read them, okay? I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister, Banke.